Sagt die Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt diese Bechayreis? Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Just like there are things that passel by Kaihanim and not by Behemais, there are Mumim that would be kosher by Kaihanim and passel by Behemais. Sagt the Mishnah. Elu, the following, Sheirin Ba'adam, are kosher by a person, Upsulim by Behema, but they would be passel by a Behema. One is Oisayves Benai. Let's say you have two Kaihanim. Father and a son. They can both do the Avaid on the same day. But a Behema and his child, once one was shechted, you can't be makriv of the other one on that day. Vaitra says the Mishnah Treifa. A kohen that has Treifa, he's kosher for the Avaid, but a Behema that's Treifa is possible. You can't be makriv of it. The Yotzadaifin. Yotzadaifin is a kohen that had to be taken out, not through his mother's womb, but when he was a baby, he had to be taken out through a surgery. They had to cut open the mother's stomach. That wouldn't passel him to do the avoida, but a behemoth that's born this way would be passel lahakrava. Vaitra says the Mishnah v'shenevda behen avera. A kohen that did an avera with the behemoth, or the behemoth did an avera with the kohen, doesn't become passel for the avoida, but by a behemoth, it would passel it. Ushahemis is a adam, a kind that killed a person does not become possible to the avaida, but a behemoth that killed someone does become possible lakrav. Now, really, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that a kind that killed someone, even b'shoigeg, even by mistake, he can't do birchas kehanim. So Tosfos in Masechtas Yevamis, and if you want to open up a Mishnayos, you can see that Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eig over here quotes it. He says, Enachanami, a kind who killed someone even by mistake, he can't go up to the front of the Beis Medrash, lift his hands and say, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. How can you lift your hands if those hands took someone's life? There's a rule, Ein kateger nasa seneger. The prosecutor can't become the defense attorney. The hands that killed someone, even by mistake, can't be a vehicle to be mamshach bracha. On the other hand, when it comes to the Avaida, it's not necessarily the hands that stand out. Vaitra says, the Mishnah... Here we're going to talk about cases where Kehanim cannot do the Avaida because they were over in Aveira that has to do with Isurei Kahuna, like certain women that a Kohen is not allowed to marry. For example, a Nisa Nashim be Aveira. Suppose this Kohen married a divorced woman. So possibly it would be possible to do the Avaida at Sheyadir Hanoya until he takes upon himself in the form of a Neder that he would not have any Hana from this woman. For that matter, a kohen ametame lemesim, who went out and was metame himself to a mace, a kohen is not allowed to do that. Possibly he's possible to the avoda, even if right now he's tar. Achi yakabal olav shalo yehi metame lemesim, until he's mekabal upon himself, that he would no longer do that. Now how come? When it comes to marrying a woman he was not allowed to marry, we say he has to mamish make a neder. And here we say it's enough for him to be mekabal upon himself not to do it. So the Batanura explains, because here there's much less of a Yetzirah to be metame lemesim. And therefore, it was enough a regular Kabbalah. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that there are psulim that are only by a behema and not by a person. Like Oiseves Benai. By a behema, if you shechted one, you can't shecht his child. Or you shechted the child, you can't shecht the mother. There's no such issur by a kayin. You can't be makrav a treifa. There's no such issur by a kohen. Even a kohen's treifa can do the avoida. A behemoth that wasn't born in the normal way is possible for a carbon. But a kohen that's born that way, who came out through the stomach, can do the avoida. For that matter, v'shenevda behen aveira, it passels a behemoth, not a kohen. A kohen that killed someone, even by mistake, can do the avoida. A behemoth that killed someone cannot do the avoida. Although we did explain, while a kohen who killed someone can do the avoida, he cannot go up to duchen. Then we said a kohen who married a woman that he wasn't allowed to marry, he has to mamish make a neder, and he will no longer have any hana, but a kohen that was metame lemesim, he just has to be mekabel upon himself, that he will no longer do it. If he doesn't take that kabbalah, even if right now he's tahar, but the fact that he was over the iser kahuna prevents him from doing the avoida.